The Crowfield Curse by Pat Walsh. Read by Rick Jerram. Chapter 1. Winter, 1347. William crouched behind the fallen oak tree and listened. Close by, someone or something was whimpering in pain.
Oh, for pity's sake, my leg!
Soft groans, a snuffling grunt, and then,
my leg! Oh, my leg! My leg, my leg, my leg, my leg!
Cautiously, William got to his feet and peered over the trunk of the tree. Could not see anyone. He stared around the woodland clearing uneasily. Frost rimed the hanks of dead grass and thin branches of hazel and elder bushes. Nothing moved. The whimpering stopped, and William had the uncomfortable feeling he was being watched. "Who's there?" he called. He waited for several moments and then called a little louder. "Do you need help?" There was no reply. William climbed over the tree. He lost his footing on the icy bark and fell, landing heavily on his hands and knees.
"Kill me, why don't you?"
a voice said, weak with pain and despair.
"Land on top of me and finish the job. What is one hob, more or less?"
The voice trailed away into a low moan. Startled and more than a little alarmed, William scrambled to his feet and stared around. There was a movement in the grass by his feet. He leant down to take a closer look. The first thing he saw was a pair of large green eyes flecked through with splinters of gold.